Star Wars again? Jesus, I hate Star Wars.
Oh, just read it.
All right. Galactic Alliance Court of Justice invalidates JPL 11 Yalona ABY 40. Courthouse District, Coruscant. The Court of Justice, the Supreme Court of the Galactic Alliance, finally announced the end of the controversial Stalkin versus IPAA affair. As the plaintiff, Railroy Stalkin, having disappeared under unclear circumstances several days earlier, today's trial was resolved in favor of the Intellectual Property Association of the Alliance. To clarify, the long-lasting series of court battles started when Stalkin, 35, a human from the infamous Naboo, filed a lawsuit against the IPAA in 35ABY, accusing it of violating the Jedi public license under which Encyclopedia Galactica operates. Previously, the IPAA had programmed the RIPX6 information droids with a snapshot of EG content without giving attribution to its contributions. Furthermore, the droids were protected with controversial technology by the Droid Rights Movement, which Stalkin had previously called the Droid Restrictions Movement, although the term was unofficially adopted until Galaxoft Incorporated and its trusted partners. This is supposedly prohibited by the license. Yeah, that's okay. I don't understand it either. The IPAA retaliated with a countersuit, accusing Stalkin and his community-supported Free Droid Project infringing Galactic Empire patent 6253266/2-74.1 on certain restrictions for user convenience in commonly defined holonet space. The countersuit was dismissed by the Theed High Court on the grounds that Imperial patents are by definition as evil as the Empire was. However, the IPAA soon accused FreeDroid of infringing more of its intellectual property, in particular the IPAA trademark, IPAA, and several copyrighted phrases. Meh Urm, the IPAA CEO, has been known to critically acclaim the free information movement in general, on occasions referring to JPL as a bacterial license. Quote, these people take the Jedi ideals and attempt to apply them to programs and holonet content, unquote, he said in a previous Unnews holoconference. Quote, and what may work for guys with green and blue lightsabers who pretend to be able to move stuff with their minds simply doesn't work in real life. The JPL and other so-called copy-down licenses isn't just blatant groundless Jediism taken to an extreme. It's much more sinister for both its producers and the consumers, unquote. Today, Judge Elbit Pruhok of the Court of Justice apparently reinforced the IPAA's position. The Unnews semantic analysis droid, tasked with parsing the legal code, produced the following sentient readable result from the court's ruling. Quote, basically, whoever wishes to shield others from copyright enforcement simply has no authority to do so. Not only do share-alike licenses rise against the very foundation of copyright, by leveraging copyright law in a manner it was never supposed to act, they also prevent valid intellectual property holders from receiving profit from their innovations. Furthermore, the attempt to escape technical userland security support experience shows a clear threat to the working principles of the Holonet, and in perspective, undermines the galactic information technologies economy. Therefore, the court stands that any copyright holder must either reserve exclusive rights to copy, modify, redistribute copyrighted content, or transfer to one of the official community-endorsed intellectual property protection authority associations, unquote. Immediately after the ruling, it was announced the IPAA had sent an email to FreeDroid and Encyclopedia Galactica notifying them about the mandatory copyright takeover procedure as defined by Article 87.3 of the Post-Imperial Development Intellectual Property Act. It has also attempted to close the Death by Droids anti-DRM Holonet segment, also started by Stalkin and hosted on Naboo with the help of a security force raid. Theed population answered with riots. On news will continue to bring light on the situation as the growing controversy emerges. Not unless I have something to do with it. Oh, wait a minute. No, well, anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of this dreck. I will spare you. This has been the Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering with me, because believe me, I've suffered.